31st Sunday, Year B, Ordinary Time. The first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 2 to 6. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "Fear the Lord your God, and keep throughout the days of your life all his statutes and commandments which I enjoin on you, and that have a long life. Hear then, Israel, and be careful to observe them, that you may grow and prosper the more, in keeping with the promise of the Lord, the God of your fathers, to give you a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, and the Lord alone. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart the words which I enjoin on you today." The second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 23 to 28. Brothers and sisters, the Levitical priests were many, because they were prevented by death from remaining in office. But Jesus, because he remained forever, has a priesthood that does not pass away. Therefore, he is always able to save those who approach God through him, since he lived forever to make intercession for them. It were fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, higher than the heavens. He had no need, as did the high priest, to offer sacrifice day after day, first for his own sin and then for those of the people. He did that one for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints a man subject to weakness to be high priest, but the word of the oath, which were taken after the law, appoints a son who has sin made perfect forever. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 12, verses 28b to 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is law alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, he is one and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, it was more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme: What is the most important duty to do? People are greatly confused about this question because there are so many duties to fulfill in this life. For example, duty to God, church, nation, society, parents, husband or wife, children, relative or friends. Which duty is the most important one and why is it important? There shall be many answers depending on one's understanding of life. Today's readings give people a clear answer and the reason why they must do it. In the first reading, Moses and all Jewish leaders constantly reminded the Israelites that their most important duty is to God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. In the second reading, the author of the letter to the Hebrews gave people the reason why they must love God above all, which is His immense love for them, to the fact that He gave them His only Son to save and to constantly make intercession for them. In the Gospel, when a scribe asked Jesus that, what is the most important commandment? Jesus gave him two commandments. First is to love God above all. Secondly is to love others as oneself. Second analysis. First reading. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is your God. The Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Third point. People must do all possible ways to memorize this most important commandment. Two things which people must do from this commandment. There is only one God. People must not worship any other God. The commandment is simple, but not easy to do, because people make so many gods for them to worship. People must love the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their strength. They should not put anyone or anything above God. If they put their nation, society, parents, husband or wife, children, relative, or friends above God, they revert the right order and violate the third commandment. Since people are so easy to forget, and constantly tempted by the three big enemies, which are the devil, the worldly allurement, and their own flesh, Moses commanded the Israelites to do the following, and the traditional Jews are keeping them until now. First, must memorize it in their heart. To memorize anything, the best way is to keep repeating it until it becomes a habit or a second nature. The faithful yield to pray at the fixed hours in a day to remember God. For example, morning, evening, and night prayers. The monk or the religious do it by praying 7 times a day, 1 in every 3 hours. Second, must drill it in their children's heart. people tend to forget. So they are needed to remind by responsible people. Moses commanded the Israelites, drill them into their children. Speak of them at home and abroad, whether you are busy or at rest. See Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7. This is the first duty of parents to their children. If they do not fulfill this duty, they must answer before God. Third, but put it in places that attract people's attention. Moses commanded, bind them at their wrist at a side, and let them be at a pendant on their forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. When the Israelites pray, they buy the shoe boxes, which have this verse Sema, which they call around their arm. They also wrote it on the big card and wear it on their forehead when they pray. They also put it on their doorpost and the city gate, since everyone in the house must come in or go out of their house many times a day. They shall remember God when they see this Sema. The city in OA used to have only one gate where all dwellers must pass through to come in or to go out. They are reminded to remember God when they see the Sema. Second point, the reward for those who keep this commandment. Since the Israelites do not have a clear concept of the life after this world, they think all who observe God's law shall be rewarded with the following in this life: happiness, a long life, prosperity, many children. Moses listed out two rewards which God shall bestow on people in this passage. First, to live a long life, so that you, your son, and your grandson may fear the Lord your God and keep all his statutes and commandments throughout the days of your life, which I enjoin on you, and that have long life. Second, to be prosperous. Hear then, Israel, and be careful to observe them, that you may grow and prosper the more, in keeping with the promise of the Lord, the God of your fathers, to give you a land flowing with milk and honey. Second reading. He is always able to save those who approach God to him, since he lives forever to make intercession for them. The author of the letter to the Hebrews gives people one of the reasons why they should love God above all. That is, God gave them his only Son to die for their sin and to constantly make intercession for them before God. To help the reader to understand, he compared the Levitical priesthood of the Old Testament with the priesthood of the New Testament. First point, the priesthood lasts forever. The Levitical priesthood often changed because they are human beings and prone to death. Those priests were many because they were prevented by death from remaining in office. But Dry Bristles shall not pass away. Dry, because he remained forever, had a brittle that does not pass away. Therefore, he is always able to save those who approach God to him, since he lives forever to make intercession for them. Second point, dry priesthood is much more effective. Third, dry offering is once and for all. The Levitical priesthood, all priests are sinners, so they must offer sacrifice day after day, first for his own sin and then for those of the people. But dry priesthood, it were fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, higher than the heaven. He had no need, as did the high priest, to offer sacrifice day after day, first for his own sin and then for those of the people. But Jesus did that one for all when he offered himself. Second, priesthood is made by an oath. The Levitical priesthood is established by the law. All those who belong to the Levite tribe and the high priest is chosen according to the law. For the law appoints men subject to weakness to be high priest, right priesthood. But the word of the oath, which was taken after the law, appoints a son who had been made perfect forever. The author used Psalm 110, verse 4, to back up his argument, which stated, the law has sworn, and he will not waver. Like Melchizedek, you are a priest forever. Third, the gospel. Which is the first of all the commandments? Third point, the first commandment. There are more than 600 of laws in the Old Testament. This can cause confusion even to the experts of the law at the scribes and Pharisees. This is the reason why a scribe who heard of Jesus' disputation with others came forward and asked him, which is the first of all the commandments? Jesus answered, he recalled the Shema, the first commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The Lord our God is Lord alone. Judaism and Catholicism are monotheism. They do not accept polytheism. Some of the Jews criticize that Catholicism is not monotheism because they worship three gods. Catholic people worship the only one God, but in three personalities of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as already revealed in the Old Testament and confirmed by Jesus. Second, human duty to God. The only one different with the first reading is the word with all your might. What it meant to love God? First, with all your heart. The Semitic tradition considers heart is the seat of love, the special kind of feeling and all passion. The one who loves God with all his heart must not put his passion for anything before God. With all your soul, Saint Thomas said, the soul is the primary principle of our nourishment, sensation, and local movement, and likewise of our understanding. The one who loves God with all his soul must put God at the center of all his activities, whether eating, drinking, walking, or understanding. With all your mind, people used to think the mind is the seat of all intellectual activities. The mind should be included as one of the soul activities. The one who loves God must be busy himself with God's teaching. With all your strength, the word used to translate as ability, force, strength, might. Strength is needed to work, especially in difficult times. The one who loves God must spend all his strength to do God's works. He must be providing and happy, not sad nor pessimistic. The scribe repeat, he agreed with Jesus about the monotheism and Israel God. He said, well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he. Second, he leapt out with all your mind and yield understanding for soul, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength. Understanding is one of the soul activities, but not all. Second point, the second commandment. Jesus answered, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this. After God come human being, people should love other as themselves due to many reasons. First, all human beings are children of the one God, so all of them are brothers and sisters. Secondly, all faithful are members of the one body, which is Christ's body. When one part of the body is hurt, the whole body is suffered. Thirdly, Jesus already foretold that whatever we do for the least of human beings, we do for him, and the reverse is also true. Therefore, we must love and help one another. Lastly, when all contribute to the building of the world, everybody's life shall be better. In opposition, if everyone cares only for himself, the world shall be poor and disordered. The scribe repeat, to love your neighbor as yourself, it worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. He emphasized that people must value human beings more than material things, even their offering and sacrifices to God. This means that if there is someone who need help to survive, people must use material things They are the reserved for God to help him. Application in life. So often in our life, we violated the first commandment, but did not pay attention to it. We need to be sincere with ourselves in carefully examining of our conscience to see if we truly honor our duty to God, especially in our way of using time. Many times, we also violated the second commandment when we value our material things more than human dignity and their needs. We need to help others not only with material things, but also with our knowledge and time to open their mind and to lead them to God. Amen.